This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Well, hello, friends. TJ and Riggins and old girl. Old girl is back.
I've missed that.
Mm-hmm.
I have missed that name.
Look at old girl.
And now I really am old girl.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, she told me how old she was.
Hold on, Rob. Wait.
She told me how old she was a minute ago. I was blown away.
He was shocked.
Yeah, me too.
Not because I look so young, but because I'm so old.
It's gross. Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah.
It's
kind of nasty.
Disgusting. All right. So we'll get more into Lindsay. And if you haven't, you've never heard of Lindsay because she's been off the show for 30-something years, we'll catch you up as to who she is and why we have her and all of that stuff. So we got that coming up, but the now trending has to come first because people pay us for it.
Well, that is absolutely true. This is what's now trending. Obviously, the coverage of Hurricane Helene, if you've seen the pictures and the videos, has just been devastating. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is devastating.
Yeah.
North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee. I mean, everywhere you look, it's just devastating. It's heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. Whole parts of our country are gone.
Yeah, it's like people just keep sharing more videos and more videos. It's just like each one is worse.
Yeah.
It's very painful. And we've got a lot of stuff to get to about that today as well. In the middle of all of the fun and everything, we got to get serious a little bit. In just a few minutes.
Yeah, we will do that. But the other celebrity news, Kris Kristofferson passed away.
I know.
88 yeah. years old, star of A Star is Born. Mm-hmm. I never saw the original, but like a legendary country music guy.
Yeah, and considered one of the best songwriters in history. He wrote Why Me, Lord. He wrote that one. You know that? Why Me, Lord was one he wrote. And he was part of that Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson group of like outlaw country people.
Yeah.
Lindsay, I bet your dad loved Kris Kristofferson.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, my dad did. And, you know, all the dads when I was a kid loved Kris Kristofferson.
Some dad rock.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So we'll have more updates about Hurricane Helene and everything you need to know. But those right now are just a few things that are now trending.
Okay, so we get some more about Lindsay, and like I said, the entire situation is so devastating, we've got to do something to help, and we'll let you know what that is coming up in just a few minutes.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Every weekday on your radio and 24/7 wherever you get podcasts, this is the TJ and Riggins Podcast and Radio Show.
All right, we told you a lot of new stuff was going to be happening, a lot of changes, a lot of what you call tosses and turns and curves and all of that going to be thrown at you. And one of those is the fact that Lindsay is working back with us. And Lindsay was with us a long time ago, and she was a part of the show. How long did you work for us?
Four years?
Yeah. It was a 4-year deal at least.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I thought that it would be fun to play a little game called Who is Lindsay? For people who don't know. And we don't know because we haven't been hanging out in all these years.
Eight years
since we've worked together. Now, we've seen you on occasion here and there, and no animosity toward each other or anything like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Not complete. No. All right, so just a few simple questions so people can get acquainted with you if they aren't already. So how old are you now?
40.
40.
Oh, I was 28 when I worked for y'all. 28.
28 to 40.
What?
So now... right, it was pretty much right after you stopped working for us that you got married, right?
Right.
And yeah. A handsome, handsome fella named Kyle.
Kyle.
But isn't Kyle from Chicago or somewhere?
And, he is.
Yeah, does his family call him Kyle?
No, just me. Okay. Just me.
And your kids.
Yeah, and my kids.
And how many kids?
Two kids. A 4-year-old girl, Delilah. 2-year-old boy, Brooks.
Wow.
Yeah. Terrible twos right now, so that's fun.
Yeah. And so y'all couldn't think of any characteristically white names to give them?
Delilah
and Brooks.
Right.
Delilah and Brooks. Yeah. I can't say anything. My kids' names are Lainey and Aiden.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Much more than that.
Yeah.
Have you changed? Like, how have you changed the most?
I have changed. Well, let me think. Other than just being older, I'm still super emotional. Y'all know. How many times did I cry on the show? Just about, you know. Yeah.
Not as much as Riggins.
No, well.
Yeah, I'm sensitive.
We're
like
neck
that.
And neck. I don't know. But I don't know. I still feel the same, actually. I still feel pretty young, even though I'm not. I look different.
Not much different.
I'll say that. I'm going to be honest. That picture that Adam posted. Mm-hmm. What was happening with my face? My eyeliner was like, I look gothic.
I didn't even see any of that.
Bleached blonde.
He used one of our photo shoot pictures from like a decade ago. And she's like bleached. Yeah, she's super blonde and she just looks a little bit different.
You gotta help a sister out. Like, nobody said anything. It's not cute.
Well, I really didn't see it. And I thought you were sending him, he said you were sending him a new picture of yourself.
Right. I did that. And I got to talk to Adam because he clearly didn't like it enough. Yeah. He used.
That's what it means, I guess. Yeah. It's like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
All right. So we got more questions in the Who is Lindsay segment coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Every weekday on your radio and 24/7 wherever you get podcasts. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
All right. We told you a lot of new stuff was going to be happening, a lot of changes, a lot of what you call tosses and turns and curves and all of that going to be thrown at you. And one of those is the fact that Lindsay is working back with us. And Lindsay was with us a long time ago, and she was a part of the show. How long did you work for us?
Four years?
Yeah. It was a 4-year deal, at least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I thought that it would be fun to play a little game called Who is Lindsay? For people who don't know. And we don't know because we haven't been hanging out in all these years. Eight years since we've worked together. Now, we've seen you on occasion here and there, and no animosity toward each other or anything like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Not complete.
No.
All right, so just a few simple questions so people can get acquainted with you if they aren't already. So how old are you now?
40.
40. Oh,
I was 28 when I worked for y'all. 28.
Mm-hmm. 28 to 40.
What?
So now... right, it was pretty much right after you stopped working for us that you got married, right?
Right. Yeah.
And a handsome, handsome fella named Kyle.
Mm-hmm. Kyle. Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle. Kyle. Kyle.
Kyle.
But isn't Kyle from Chicago or somewhere?
And, he is.
Yeah, does his family call him Kyle? Or just you?
Just me. Okay. Just me.
And your kids.
Yeah, and my kids.
And how many kids?
Two kids. A 4-year-old girl, Delilah. 2-year-old boy, Brooks.
Wow.
Yeah. terrible twos right now, so that's fun.
Yeah. And so y'all couldn't think of any characteristically white names to give them?
Delilah
and Brooks.
Right.
Delilah and Brooks. Yeah. I can't say anything. My kids' names are Lainey and Aiden.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Much more than that.
Yeah.
Have you changed? Like, how have you changed the most?
I have changed. Well, let me think. Other than just being older, I'm still super emotional. Y'all know. How many times did I cry on the show? Just about, you know. Yeah.
Not as much as Riggins.
No, well.
Yeah, I'm sensitive.
We're
like
neck
that.
And neck. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I still feel the same, actually. I still feel pretty young, even though I'm not. I look different.
Not much different.
No. Well,
you say that.
I'm going to be honest. That picture that Adam, people know yeah. Adam, posted. Mm-hmm. What was happening with my face? My eyeliner was like, I look gothic.
I didn't even see any of that.
Bleached blonde.
He used one of our photo shoot pictures from like a decade ago. And yeah, she's like bleached. Yeah, she's super blonde and she just looks a little bit different.
You got to help a sister out. Like, nobody said anything. It's not cute.
Well, I really didn't see it. And I thought you were sending him, he said you were sending him a new picture of yourself.
Right. I did that. And I got to talk to Adam because he clearly didn't like it enough. Yeah. He used.
That's what the it old means, one. I guess. Yeah. It's like, oh, this is terrible.
Yeah.
All right. So we got more questions in the Who is Lindsay segment coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for listening to us, watching us, doing what you do, supporting us. You know, it's always been our motto, so to speak, that when it's time to be funny, it's time to be funny. And then when something comes up and it's time to be serious, it's time to be serious. This Hurricane Helene devastation is real. And, you know, you've probably spent the entire weekend seeing videos all over social media and all over the news of what the devastation has been. I mean, people's entire towns washing away. And at first, you know, it starts with Florida because that's where the hurricane hit first. And then all of the remnants of that in the just complete and total destruction that has gone on. And one of the biggest, hardest hit areas is the mountains of North Carolina, the Appalachian Mountains, Boone, Banner Elk, all of these places. Appalachian State has shut down. Some of their roads are just completely gone. There are people having to ask on social media for helicopters to come rescue them. Now, Riggins, I know that I saw somewhere that Greg Biffle, the NASCAR driver, he has a helicopter, and he's letting it be used to go and rescue people and everything.
That's amazing.
So it's a lot of private kind of stuff like that with people helping. So anytime something goes on like this and our radio family is hurting, we want to do whatever we can to help and possibly get the ball rolling for other people to help. So there are a lot of places where you can donate, whether it's supplies or whether it's money, which we've found over the years with all the charity stuff that we've done, it's easier for us to get money to the people who are going to be able to put it to use immediately. And so what we're doing today with our charity called Peyton's Promise is that we are donating $5,000 to Samaritan's Purse. Samaritan's Purse, one of the best organizations that you'll find anywhere. It's Franklin Graham's organization. We love the Graham family. And so that's what we'll be doing. We're going to be sending $5,000 first thing this morning to Samaritan's Purse. And we're setting up a line of a link where you can go and we can help more people and send more money as soon as possible. It's through our charity, Peyton's Promise. So go to, what is it, Riggins? Peyton'sPromise.org/help. Is that it?
Yeah, or you could just go to Peyton'sPromise.org and click the donate button and you could do it right there.
Mm-hmm. So We're going to do as much as we can to keep, be able to send more and more money to help these poor people. And of course, we're going to keep praying for them.
Yeah.
That's the thing that we can all do. It doesn't cost a dime if you pray for them and pray for the situation. And it will be redone. It'll be rebuilt. These are great people, hardworking people. So it's just a lot on them right now and they need some help. So, PeytonsPromise.org, and then click the help button there, and that's how we can get more money to more people to be able to assist in this difficult situation. All right, so Now Trending is coming up next.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Obviously, the top trending topic at the moment is Hurricane Helene and the devastation that it's caused. And if you missed it, TJ announced that we are donating $5,000 through our charity Peyton's Promise via Samaritan's Purse to help those affected. But certainly keep praying for everybody. The pictures and the videos are just horrific. And you couldn't have missed the news over the weekend. So they are in our prayers today, and you can learn more at PeytonsPromise.org. Bama, one of the top trending topics. Oh. Bam, roll Tide, baby. Roll Tide. Bama. Alabama defeats Georgia in a thrilling college football game over the weekend.
Yeah.
Looked like it was going to be a blowout. I mean, Alabama was up 21-0, and then Georgia mounts a comeback, and it was thrilling. Former President Trump shows up. Crowd's going nuts. I mean, it was an intense scene.
Yeah, and Alabama is now the number one ranked team. They jumped over Texas because they're Alabama.
Yeah.
And everybody loves to on their butts. So
I knew you'd be stewing, TJ.
Yeah, but I mean, that was Saturday. I mean, it's old news.
It's old news. You're over it now.
It's old news.
Yeah. And one of the biggest stories today, Lindsay's back on the show. Hey, Lindsay.
I'm the biggest story?
Yeah. I think so. Lindsay is back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Are you keeping up to date with, like, pop culture and stuff like that?
No, but I guess I'll start.
Yeah, you gotta really start paying attention.
You never really did before either.
No, so that's true. That's true.
Oh, you were never really into the celebrity gossipy stuff?
No, more so then, I guess. Yeah. Now it's like I'm talking to toddlers all day, but
you're wiping snot off faces.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah. Well, Chapel Roan is also trending. Are you familiar with her?
Yes.
Chapel Roan, big pop star. She canceled two festival dates over the weekend. Oh, well, she did it on Friday. She said, I'm not showing up at the show on Saturday or Sunday because I'm just feeling overwhelmed. It's been a lot these last few weeks. So I think the public pressure is getting to her. She's cracking.
Yeah.
Because she became so famous so quickly.
She's just weird. Didn't she put her in that category of being weird like Billie Eilish?
She's very pale, too.
Yeah, it's like a drag queen aesthetic. So right. It's a lot of cake makeup and stuff like that. But she got so famous so quickly, and I think, you know, she might be cracking. So
yeah.
Feel a little sympathetic for her.
She's not cracking. But I mean, that doesn't mean I don't think she's weird.
Understood. You know, totally understood.
Both things can happen at the same time.
True.
You know?
100%.
Oh, my God, Rob. What are you doing? We're on a scavenger hunt in that bag?
I was looking for something I needed. I'm sorry.
Oh. Lots of zippers over there.
Sorry.
Like digging through an Easter basket. It sounded like.
I thought it was quiet. Sorry.
He said, I'm looking for something. Mind your business.
Yeah.
Something for work.
You know they can see us, right?
They can't see me. Wow.
You guys mind if I get some ice out of the ice cream? Yeah. Jeez.
Man, I'm going to shake up this this wash tub full of rocks so I can get some gold out of it.
It's going on and on and on. So I had an interesting weekend. I saw two of the people I love more than anything else in the world, and I've got some secret audio to play for you. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Every weekday on your radio and 24/7 wherever you get podcasts. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
And go check out the show on YouTube because we've got a big surprise today. Lindsay is back.
Hey, I'm Lindsay. Back. Hey, guys. I've missed you guys.
Long time no see.
Long time.
I don't know. I feel like we saw you at Christmas, maybe.
2 years ago.
Was it 2 years
ago? Yeah. 2 years, right?
You were out bar hopping?
I was bar hopping. Y'all were doing a show. next door.
Yeah. At the All Mail Review.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I saw Jody and Lainey at the bar getting a little drink, and I was like, what are y'all doing here? And then they took me over to y'all, and I loved it.
It's trippy seeing Lainey drink, right?
It's trippy.
Yeah.
I mean, me and Lainey went shopping when she was like 13 years old. I took her shopping.
Yeah, I babysat her.
You
It's like it's weird, right?
They trusted you to babysit. That's the first thing.
For a weekend.
What?
For a whole weekend.
Yeah. It wasn't just a day.
It's you could have called me.
She would have probably been a better option than I was.
But they were so small, we didn't even know you then.
Oh.
That was before we met.
That was BL.
And remember you took Lainey to one of those little streamer concert things that y'all went to some kind of a show together where there was those internet streamer people did?
Yes.
Like a comedy show or something?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. And we got matching friendship bracelets.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And, you know, Lainey, Lindsay, L's. I couldn't find L's, so they were P's, and we turned them like upside down, and they looked like L's. She was probably like, this girl's crazy. Like, what the heck? What is she doing? I'm like, oh my God, look, it can be an L too. Yeah.
Well, it's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's fun.
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah. So we've had a crazy couple of weeks, big changes and stuff like that. So this weekend I had to go home just to sort of like ground myself in some familiarity. And so I went to my parents' house. They live in a retirement community. And my brother and his wife and their kids came over. But while we were over there, we got a call that my nephew down in Georgia was playing in the bleachers. He's 8 years old, playing in the bleachers, and he broke his wrist. He got a buckle for playing in the bleachers, like on a Saturday, you know. So my dad got on the phone with him. My dad's from Chicago, but you'll probably be able to tell that when you hear and the conversation.
Oh, sorry, I hit it too soon.
So your friend signed it. It needs to be a black marker. Everybody signed your cast because you're going to be the cool kid in school on Monday because you're coming in with a cast, with a sling. Oh, you know what? When I was in eighth grade, I broke my arm, and I broke my arm that I write with. I had to learn how to write with my other hand. Hey, you know what? I'm going to start practicing tonight after dinner. Get a piece of paper and a pencil and start writing your ABCs with your left hand. And you know what? It's going to look like a train wreck for the first couple of times. But you know what? You'll get better in a couple of days. You'll be fine. You'll be able to write with both hands. Right?
Right?
Your hand.
So I recorded more. I've got another clip I'm going to play for you. Coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Miss something? Don't worry. You can get the entire show 24/7 on the TJ and Riggins app. Now, TJ and Riggins.
So in case you missed it, our charity Peyton's Promise is donating $5,000 to Samaritan's Purse to help out those affected by Hurricane Helene. You've seen the pictures. You've seen the videos over the weekend. Just devastation in a lot of areas where our radio family lives and outside of it. So we're doing what we can through our charity, and hopefully you'll donate as well. If you'd like to learn more, go to paytonspromise.org. That's paytonspromise.org, and you can learn more there. Doing what we can. So over the weekend, my nephew broke his wrist. He's 8 years old. I went home. My parents are from Chicago. Tom and Nance living their retirement dream. And a lot of my family was over at the house for the day. And so my dad got on the phone to help the 8-year-old nephew kind of go through the motions, tell him, hey, listen, I was in a cast one time too. Mm-hmm. And really, it's not really about what my dad's saying. It's really about his accent. But this is another part of the phone call where my dad has been told that the doctors told him to use a hairdryer if he's got an itch. But you'll learn that here.
I'm going to tell you another trick, because Pops broke his wrist when he fell off a ladder. I broke my wrist and I was in a cast. It's going to get itchy. So, you know, what do you use to scratch your itch? I used a coat hanger, a metal coat hanger, and I would stick it down my cast.
She said not to stick anything down.
Oh, don't stick anything down. Okay, that's new technology now. So you're just going to have to put a hair dryer or a hair blower, hair dryer down there, huh? Okay. All right.
All right.
Yeah. New technology.
New technology. Okay. Did you hear my mom? She goes, no. Yeah. She's like, don't tell him anything because they specifically told him not to.
Okay, okay. So you got a woke doctor there trying to tell you how to do it.
You listen
to your pipes.
Yeah.
I'll tell you how to do it.
That accent is just aggressive.
The best.
You
the
think
best.
So?
Well, I love it.
She married into that accent.
I did.
Her husband's family has that accent.
Yeah. Yeah. Saturday. We're going on Saturday.
Saturday. And you know, you got a cast. You're going to be the cool kid in school now. And they can sign your cast. I'm like, I don't even know. Do people still sign casts like when you're a kid?
I don't know.
Still happen?
Because I didn't think kids wrote anymore. They're like with paper and all. The that's, pen.
They don't know how to write.
Yeah. Maybe somebody could type a label and stick it on there, put their name on it.
Slap it on them. Yeah. So, and Lindsay's in-laws live not too far from my parents.
Yep.
And they're from Chicago.
They need to hang out.
I know. We got to connect them.
That would be some audio right there.
I know. It's weird.
So does your son have enough Chicago blood in him to where he's already growing a mustache at two?
Literally. His whole wardrobe is Chicago Bears. I guess they're Bears fans,
Bears,
right?
Yeah.
Go Bears. Bear down.
Yeah.
One of my greatest joys was when we were in Chicago, and I got to take Lindsay to Portillo's to get an Italian beef sandwich.
Yeah, which is phenomenal.
It was amazing. Yeah, so
best food.
I've got a great Lindsay story. We're just reintroducing her back on the show, but I want to share a great Lindsay story from yesteryear. Coming up next.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So Lindsay's back on the show. Hi, Lindsay.
Hey.
I could spend 3 hours telling great Lindsay stories.
Oh, I'm scared.
Well, no, none of them bad.
Some of them.
Here a couple. But, I love Lindsay deeply.
Love you.
But one of my favorite Lindsay stories, when we would travel, we would all go in a van and we'd have to go to radio conventions or whatever. One time we went on a work retreat, and that's when we stayed at a cabin up in the woods. Do you remember that, TJ?
Yeah, of course.
I forget what it was for. We were just going to like brainstorm ideas for the show and just sort of have a bonding session, and we were going to have cocktails, and TJ made chili, and it was just a perfect weekend. It was so much fun. But for some reason, Lindsay and I got there last, and I don't know how that happened, but there was one room left, and Lindsay and I had to room for the night.
Well, yeah, was that when I was driving?
Is that
drove up to the mountains because both of y'all get car sick.
Yes.
I had to drive up,
and so we stopped to eat a big Italian lunch, remember?
Oh, yeah.
That's why we were the last ones there, because we stopped along the way. We ate pizza or something at a place. Right on the side of the road.
Pizza and pasta, that's good.
Yeah. They were like, where have y'all been? What do you mean?
So I guess, I don't know, Lindsay and I ended up sharing a room that night, and we were both in our 20s, I would imagine, but I always looked at Lindsay like blonde hair, tan, beautiful, cheerleader, dancer at the time, and she was like perfection. And then it was time for bed, and all that stuff started to come up. I mean, she went in, she was getting ready for bed, and she's taking the makeup off, and then the hair comes out, and then the pajamas go on, and then the retainer goes.
I knew you were going to say that.
And then, as you know, we're winding down. I'm kind of drunk, and we're laying side by side in twin beds, and she looks over, and she says, do you sleep with any noise? Noise? She's like, I like crickets when I fall asleep. I'm like, okay, all right. I was too drunk to make any other decisions. But that's one of my favorite ever Lindsay stories.
And I still wear those retainers.
Do you use your still on the retainer?
I do.
Do you remember when she came in and she said, oh, well, I just scratched my wart off. You remember that?
Yeah.
And you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Don't tell me. I don't want to know that.
And I talked about my bunions.
Yeah, bunions.
Oh, my God.
Bunions, warts.
Yeah.
So,
just all the things that are just so gross about her.
Yeah. I'm disgusting.
You are.
I'm kind of gross.
We'll do Now Trending coming up next.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at TJRiggins.com/app.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
And this is now trending. Nobody went to go see that Francis Ford Coppola movie, Megapolis. It was $120 million budget, $4 million is what they took in on the opening weekend. I mean, he's the greatest living director we have.
Right.
Godfather. Apocalypse Now. And then this movie with Adam Driver, and no one cared.
Yeah, I went. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Yeah. I'm like, what?
Literally no way that happened.
I've missed some things, huh?
Yeah. And he said, no, this is good, because people either love it or hate it. And it's like, no one thought anything. No one went to go see it.
Yeah.
It's not true. No one saw it.
You think it's because people are tired of that Adam Driver?
I don't know. It just did not connect. It's like a dystopian, futuristic sci-fi movie about rebuilding a city.
Yeah.
I think people were like, yeah, no thanks. Yeah, yeah. I'm just not into it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. So, yeah.
So but people are fine with it. Finally starting to follow my lead of being against those types of stupid movies.
Very possible.
No matter who directs them.
Wasn't it poorly received at one of those festivals they do?
Yeah.
Like it only got like a 3-minute standing ovation?
Yeah. Oh. Got an 8-minute standing ovation. They said that's the equivalent of people throwing tomatoes at the screen.
No way. My God.
Boo. We don't like it.
If that's not 20-minute standing ovation, it's awful.
Yeah. SNL kicked off their 50th season, and it was a dud. A lot of political stuff, not very funny. But Saturday Night Live, 50 years. I'm sure they did pretty good ratings, but no one seems to want political stuff in their SNL, I don't think.
I haven't watched. Well, what else do they have to do? That's all they do.
Right.
Just political things.
It could be topical. I don't know.
You know, everything is something about, if it's just a regular sketch, it's a game show or a talk show.
Yeah.
All of them. It's very limited in its creativity now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched some of it, and they did play a $100,000 pyramid.
Yeah.
Jim Gaffigan played the vice presidential candidate, Tim Walz. Yeah. Walz. And the vice presidential debate is happening tomorrow night, I think on CNN. So, that is happening. And then those are just a few things that are now trending.
Okay, so Lindsay is back with us. Today's a tryout day for that. And so we'll figure out where we're going from there. The first thing she has done that was wrong happened before I could even, sit down in here and get the show started. So tell you what that is coming up next. Don't miss it.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Every weekday on your radio and 24/7 wherever you get podcasts. This is the TJ and Riggins Podcast and Radio Show.
Ooh, I just hit my funny bone on the desk here. And I went, ow, that's not funny. Not funny at all. I don't know why they call it that. They say they call it that because that's your humorous bone, and they call it the funny bone.
Oh.
That's why.
Huh.
So, Lindsay, old girl, is here. And right away, she did something wrong on her first day back.
And I have no idea.
I'm usually not one to criticize or nitpick about things. But I swung around to the back of the building here this morning, ready to park my truck. And there was a big old mom SUV parked. Not exactly in my spot, but right beside my spot, so I couldn't swing out and all as easily as I normally do, and it just threw my whole day off. So I've been terrible on the show today because of that.
I knew there was some tension. I just didn't know what it was about.
Yeah.
And there's not but like 30 spots out there. So
I know. That's what I'm saying.
You
could have gotten into one of the ones across the way.
Then. Gotcha. Yeah. I could have walked a little further.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Shoot, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Okay.
Riggins will show you where it's safe for you to park.
Now. Okay.
Yeah, I had to move. I didn't park next to her either. I was like, oh, she's parking right there.
Yeah,
I was front row and center. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We should just change the name of the show, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. She messed us both up.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Riggins found this little piece of audio, and I don't have an Alexa thing because I just have not found a use for it in my life. I think most of the time it's you go a little too far with it. You could have easily just done what you need the thing to do for you instead of taking the time to call its name and all of that stuff. But this is an adult person who
happened upon her dad asking Alexa a question. I think this is great.
Is Red Hot Chili Peppers a slang word for homosexual?
That could have been my dad. I mean, yeah. Just like, let me ask you a question. Is Red Hot Chili Peppers slang for homosexuals? Like, who put that in their dad's head? Like,
it's
a reference to homosexuals, right?
Yeah, but why? Why didn't she keep videoing to get the answer?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
That it would have given.
Yeah.
Because Alexa's like, you are stupid.
Is Red Hot Chili Peppers a slang word for homosexual?
And it sounds like he could be Dr. Phil's older brother, too. They have a little bit of the same voice.
Yeah.
That's great.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Miss something? Don't worry. You can get the entire show 24/7 on the TJ and Riggins app. Now, TJ and Riggins.
So we were just talking about Lindsay's big mama car parked out there in my way and Riggins' way when we got here this morning, but that's fine. She'll learn.
I'll learn.
She'll learn. But you said that this is your second big mama car?
Second big mama car. My first one, I totaled. So, my house was built in the 90s. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but our garage is tiny. There's a pole in, but it's a double garage. There's a pole in between. So, it's hard to get the car in.
Yeah.
You got to do like a million turns to get it in. Well, I wasn't looking one day and I scraped, I mean, literally scraped the side of my car. So I backed out, and when it got hooked, the bumper got hooked on the garage. So when I backed out, the bumper kind of got, you know, torn off a little bit.
Kind of got torn off a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. A little, like the edge, not the whole thing. It was just like the edge. So I was like, okay, I need a new bumper, right? Oh no, they totaled the car. We still don't really understand it, but we hadn't had it in my car for a month. We called and they were like, oh yeah, we totaled it. It's in parts. We were like, I'm sorry. What? Yeah. Which I'm sure I could have sued for that. But,
well, maybe you bent the frame.
Something happened. Something I'm not good with there. Yeah. So that's how that happened. People are like, oh my God, you got in a wreck. Oh no.
How do you total a car in the garage? Unless you're in a parking garage and you just ram it into everything in there. But pulling out of your garage at home, you total a vehicle. Wow.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I'm not the best driver. We know
We know that. Yeah.
But I mean,
but we always attributed that to you doing, you know, like waxing your eyebrows and stuff going down the road.
Right. I still do that, by the way. Yeah. So,
nothing has changed much.
Nothing.
Was your husband upset? Because he's too calm about
things. He's so calm. He was like, you know, we'll take care of it. And then, you know, had to get this car. And he does complain about it here and there because that car was paid off. And, you know,
So I was backing Jody's car out of our garage one time, and it was at night. I couldn't see. And there's a little, like a decorative tree on the other side of the driveway. And I accidentally backed into that a little bit, but it put a little dent in the bumper.
Mm-hmm.
And Jody still described it as, that time you wrecked my car. You remember that was the time you wrecked my car? I didn't wreck your car. Backed it into something.
Yeah. Did you tell all the kids too when you came? Your daddy wrecked the car.
Yeah. Tore it up.
Tore it up.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Hey, don't forget, if you would like to help the victims of the flooding from Hurricane Helene in North Carolina, in the Appalachian North Carolina mountains and surround, you just go to tjriggins.com/help and you can donate money there. Our Peyton's Promise charity. We've given $5,000 today to Samaritan's Purse, and we will continue donating as we go along. So if you would like to help, it is tjriggins.com/help. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Riggins, have you noticed the big, just full-on stereotype mug that Lindsay has brought in here?
Yeah.
Can you see that on camera even? It's just like she's got one of those big Stanley mugs.
Oh, it is a Stanley.
Yeah. I want y'all to guess how many of these I have.
Oh, no.
I'd say 11.
12.
Oh.
You have 12?
Listen, my husband, Kyle. Can't stand that. Every time I get a new one, I hear about it. They're not cheap, but I love them. I love the different colors and the, you know, I'm a basic bee, you know, and I love it. And it's just a fight that happens in our house.
But
so I stopped at 12.
But you know, the younger women make fun of Stanley mug people now.
I know. I've heard.
Yeah. You millennials get made fun of a lot by the Gen Zers, the Zoomers.
Yeah. I mean, I think I just like the vibrant colors of it. I don't care what brand it is, but yeah, like I thought we were cool, but we're not.
No.
We're cool, right? Yeah. No, we're not. Okay. Well
noted. Here's what happened. So I'm like sitting there, I'm looking at what we're going to do next on the show, and then this is happening.
Yeah.
What do you drink? Iced coffee? She goes, it's water. So, right, oh my God. I looked over. It's this huge mug.
I will say it helps you drink more water because I'm in need of that. So that's what, you know, it keeps it cold for like days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you necessarily need all that, but. Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you have every color is not shocking at all.
No. I know. You're not surprised.
No. And hot pink, like hot pink. Vibrant hot pink.
Yeah. So I'm not cool with the kids. Okay, noted.
Or anyone else, I think. Really. But hey, you are who you are.
Yeah.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.